Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. One of the best in the business joining us now, Director of Track and Field Cross Country, Amy Deem is with us. Amy, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Joe. How are you doing tonight?
Well, our basketball team is coming off a win over Florida State, so whenever Miami beats Florida State in any sport, I'm happy.
Yeah, so it was a great night for Coach L and the kids.
Yeah, so they played really, really well. Okay, so your season is underway. Take us through. We got indoor and then outdoor all starting up here.
Yeah, we've completed two indoor meets. We're kind of in the thick of it. And then our indoor season, ACC indoors is the last week of February. NCAA indoors is the second week in March. And then we roll right into outdoor season. So it's a busy time of year for us.
You were in Louisville, and then you were in Texas, in Lubbock, Texas. What has you excited about your teams this year, both on the men's and the women's side?
You know, I think our men's team has the ability. We're not extremely deep, but we have a lot of talent, and I think we're going to do some really great things. We have got some leadership with one of the top weight throwers in the country. We also have one of the top triple jump long jumpers in the country. We just had a young man start school this week, a transfer decathlete who's going to be really good for us. Came in from Portugal. And then we have a young man doing really well in the 110 hurdles. We've got a really good core of men, and that has us super excited because, you know, just building the men's program has been, you know, it's been challenging but fun. And yeah, just to see these guys really start to step up and have success and at the same level or, you know, sometimes even better than the women, it's been really exciting for us. And our women's team is – go ahead. I'm sorry, Joe.
No, go ahead. Go on. Let's talk about the women's side.
Yeah, the women, there's a lot more depth, and I think when it's all said and done, we're going to be a really good team. The women's team is very balanced, probably one of the most well-balanced teams. I've been fortunate to coach. We're strong in the jumps, strong in the throws, have a really nice sprint group, really good middle distance group, and then a real good hurdler. So it's probably the most well-balanced, like I said, well-balanced team that we've had on the women's side in a long time. And, you know, the women's side of the ACC is very challenging. But I think that when it's all said and done, I think we have the ability to be right there.
Explain why building the men's side has been a challenge.
You know, for a long time, the men's program wasn't fully funded. It's just been, so the women were just successful for a longer period of time with more resources. So I think that we've got a great coaching staff, and I feel like at this point, like, we've really turned the corner on the men's side. Over the years, we've had some really great men's athletes, you know, national champions, All-Americans, but to have a core group of young men that we have right now, like I said, it has our staff super excited.
You were, for the fourth time, ACC Coach of the Year. You're coming off a championship season. How satisfying was that for you a year ago? And what kind of momentum do you get from that going into this year?
It was super exciting because, you know, you go up to Durham, to Duke on their home track. They were favored to win. I don't think anybody expected it. So except for us, you know, our kids were really fired up, and you know, they went in, we had great leadership, and they went in and they wanted to win that thing, and they started hot, and they just kept it going through the weekend. So, and I think, you know, we lost a really good thrower and a good sprinter, but you know, the core of the team is back, and I think that gave them a lot of confidence going into this season. So I think we're better, and I think we're deeper this year. We just have to put it together.
Can you explain also, because I would think it's a little bit different, but maybe explain recruiting strategy for track and field at the University of Miami?
You know, we've been, it's right now it's a mix of, we've been very fortunate on the, even prior to the portal, of, you know, having a lot of success with the transfer athletes that we've gotten. And we've been fortunate to have more transfer in than transfer out. So if you look at even Michelle Avila, who was our national champion, she was a transfer even before, you know, it became more popular than it is, like it is right now. But we've been very successful with our transfers. So we have a nice balance of transfers as well as you know, a nucleus of the program that have come in as high school, you know, as freshmen and gone through the process. So I think for us, it's a nice balance of bringing in some people to fill in the pieces, but also, you know, staying at recruiting top high school student athletes. We've been very fortunate with the international student athletes as well. Like I said, we've got a balanced team of international, of transfers, and then just of, you know, young people that have come in as freshmen.
Let's talk about your sprinters on both sides. And, you know, my favorite events are the relays, the 4x400. I love that event. So how do you stack up there?
Right now we're one of the top five teams in the country on the women's side. We've got to get one leg ready to go. Our men's team, we have three solid legs. We've got to keep developing one more young man, and they'll be, I think they're going to be solid by the time we get to ACCs. Our women have a chance to do really well in that relay. Like I said, we're top five right now, and I don't think I've put the best four on the track yet. So I think, like I said, I think February is a big month for us, and just we go to a big meet out in New Mexico and then finish the regular season at Clemson. And those two meets are going to have a lot of the top teams in the country. And I really feel like that's going to be where we kind of set ourselves up to be successful at ACCs at the end of the month.
Yeah. You have New Mexico, Clemson. Also, are you in the Music City Challenge also?
Yes, we're sending our distance group out to Nashville to a big distance meet out there, but the majority of the team will be at Clemson, yes.
All right, I got you. So the next big event is the New Mexico Invite. Take us through that and some of the expectations, and what do you face there?
New Mexico is hosting the NCAA championships this year indoor, so their meets are very competitive each week. So we'll get top competition from USC out on the West Coast. LSU will be there, University of Texas. So some of the probably four or five of the top teams in the country will be there. They'll give our student athletes an opportunity to get on the track before the NCAA championships. It really just, that meet is really where we're getting to qualify for the NCAA championships and just put ourselves in a position, a really good position to get as many people to the NCAA meet as possible.
ACC or in Louisville, did it help that you've already been there?
Yeah, we always try to run. Indoor is a little bit tricky just in the facility. The tracks are a little bit different. They're not all the same. So to be able to compete on the tracks that championships are going to be held is, I always feel, is a competitive advantage for our student athletes. So we always try to compete at those facilities before we go there for championships.
I'm going to say, along those lines, this might be crazy to ask, but we are an outdoor community, right? South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of adjustment is it for your athletes to go indoors?
You know, a lot of the student athletes that we recruit have indoor experience, especially the young people we recruit from the Northeast. Sometimes there's a little bit of a struggle with especially the Florida kids who've never experienced running on a 200 meter bank track. But Gainesville, the city of Gainesville actually just built a indoor facility for the community. It's not affiliated with the University of Florida. So that's going to be a great advantage for the young people, the age group kids in the state of Florida, to be able to experience indoor track before they go to college.
Yeah, great answer. How do you get good at indoor? Recruit those that run indoors, like Coach L said.
Exactly,
how do you get
right?
good at, how do you get good at three-point shooting? Recruit Nigel Pack, a good three-point shooter.
Right.
Well,
yeah, track and field, they took a simple sport, right? Jump far, who jumps the farthest, who runs the fastest, and they do make it a little bit complicated at times.
Yeah. Later in the spring, before we let you go, later in the spring, this is a staple event at the University of Miami. You have the Hurricane Invitational in March, so the middle of March. But that's always a big deal for the University of Miami track and field program.
Yeah, we have a very competitive outdoor schedule this year. We compete at home. We have, I think, LSU and Purdue. You know, my mind's not quite there yet, but I believe we have LSU, Purdue, and several other teams that will be in that first outdoor meet, which is actually spring break at the University of Miami. And then the following weekend, we have a one-day invitational. Then we finish up the second week of April with our Hurricane alumni meet. So we have a very good competitive home schedule and hope a lot of people in the community will come out and support our young people.
Also, before we wrap this up, you were coaching both men and women, and you have for I don't know how many years now. But how do you divide up your attention on the track day to day?
Well, first of all, I have a great coaching staff, so that always helps. You know, you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. So we have a great staff right now. I'm really excited about what they're doing. So that's a big help. And I mean, you have to have – when you have 70 young people on your team, you, clearly as the head coach, you can't be everything for everyone. So having a great staff is always important. You know, I coach some of the – we all have event areas that we coach. But I think it's important – just to be visible even and just be involved in all the event areas. So that's what I try to do the most is just be supportive of, you know, we have Coach Young does a great job with the throws and, you know, just trying to be there to support him and support our student athletes in each event that we have.
All right. Well, one of these days on the shows, we're going to go through breaking down coaching through a track meet and how you break it all down. We're going to get into your strategy. But we're happy to see things are kicked off and very, very competitive. I think your men are ranked. So you got the men and the women.
Yes, they are.
Right? So that's good.
Yes.
And off to a great start. So thanks for joining us. Always love seeing you around campus.
Mm-hmm.
And look forward to seeing you again here in the near future.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
All right. That's Amy Deem joining us, one of the all-time best in track and field. When we come back, Katie Meyer will be with us here on the show. We have a lot of things to talk with Katie about. Some of them are not even related to basketball. That's coming up next here on the Hurricane Hotline.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.